This is Hamish and Gabby. Catch up.
Tell us something we don't know.
Tell us something we don't know.
All right, the challenge is on to tell us something we don't know. We've got a CD pack up for grabs and Leo on 13, 12, 16. How old are you, Leo?
I'm 13.
13.
All right, wow us with your knowledge.
What is the atomic number of gold?
What is the atomic number of gold?
Oh, I used to know the periodic table.
Yeah.
But I forgot it as soon as that exam was done.
Yeah. 89.
No.
Okay.
27.
Nah.
Nah.
What is it?
79.
Oh, I was close.
Yeah, that doesn't count though.
I was surprisingly close.
Surprisingly.
I'd take that as a win. Oh, and you should too, actually, Leo. So you've told us something we don't know. What was it? 79. 79. I will remember that. I'll remember that now. That'll be very, very handy in life. Okay. So, Leo, congratulations, mate. We're going to pop you on a hold. We're going to organise that CD pack for you. Well done. We will move across now to Jenny. Jenny, the challenge is on. We want you to tell us something we don't know. What have you got for us?
The leopard frog eats its prey through its eyes.
The leopard frog eats its prey through its eyes.
Yes.
What?
Okay, so the frog is eating with its eyes or it's going through its prey's eyes and eating it?
No, it eats its prey through its eyes as opposed to its mouth.
Right.
How?
Do you know?
I think it's the way that its eyes think through its head. Yeah, so they're literally like eating with their eyes. So
I think Jenny, this is one of those occasions where you've given us a bit of trivia and then we've asked one too many questions as a follow up. And that question is how, and we have no backup.
All I can find on Google is that frogs use their eyes to push food down while swallowing,
but
it doesn't actually go through their eyes.
Not through their eyes. It goes back in its head.
Yeah.
And it sort of then pushes it back.
Down its throat.
Yeah, so it doesn't use like a tongue or doesn't use anything else. Like the eye actually pushes it through back. Down.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, Jenny's phone is on the way out.
Yep.
So what do you reckon?
Well, Google has said yes.
Yep.
That is what it does.
All right, Jenny. Congratulations. You have got yourself a prize as well. So well done there. And finally, we'll move across to Dan now, real quick. Dan, what's your trivia for us?
In 2006, someone tried to sell New Zealand on eBay. The price got up to $3,000 before eBay shut the sale down.
Yeah, Dan, that's something I did know, actually. I've heard of that one before. Yes, they have tried to sell. I'm pretty sure people have tried to sell Tasmania as well. So it's one of those things. You've got a spare island off the coast. You're just like...
Just take it.
Yeah.
We need a bit of extra money. We're in deficit.
We don't need that one.
I found an old toy of mine when I was going through my storage the other day, and it was an old Alf. Do you remember Alf?
Alien life form Alf.
Yes,
he used to eat cats. It was a TV show in the 80s.
And he's this weird, furry, brown monster who I attached myself to as a child.
Yep.
I loved this Alf toy. He's missing teeth. I loved him so much.
Yeah, right.
Because I just cuddled him every night. I took him everywhere with me. I took him to school with me for show and tell.
Sure.
And I remember having this huge attachment to him. And I look back now and I'm like, that is the ugliest toy I've ever seen in my life. I had the most adorable teddy bears, but I attached myself to the ugliest stuffed toy possible.
Right.
One, I don't know why anyone ever gave it to me, because it's horrific.
Well, they didn't want it.
But yeah, exactly. Yeah. So they just passed it on. But I just find it really strange the things kids get attached to.
Yeah,
because
right.
I know your son got attached to tea towels at one point.
Tea towels for a little bit, yes. Adam, who decided, he called them mini blankets, and so he would go to the drawer that we have the tea towels in. He would open the drawer, pull the tea towels out, and cover himself and his other toys in mini blankets.
In mini blankets.
Yes.
It's so odd. And my niece would not go to bed without a hat on for a phase in her life.
Yeah.
So we want to know on 13, 12, 16, what did your kid get attached to, or maybe you as a kid got attached to? The really random ones.
Yeah, please give us a call. Tamara's on the line. What is it for you, Tamara?
My son is attached to a toy toaster, a toy kettle and a toy mixer.
Toy kettle and mixer.
Loves the kitchen appliances.
Yeah, he got them for his birthday and they go in the car with us, they come to bed with us, they go everywhere. They go to daycare with him.
Wow.
Also, gum boots we wear to bed.
Oh, Lovely. Got to keep your feet safe.
You don't know. Yeah. You might. There might be a storm in the middle of the night.
You
might have to go out, you know.
Yeah.
It's great fun being kicked with them at 12 o'clock at night.
I was going to say, though, I wouldn't discourage the whole kitchen appliance thing because he might start using the actual ones when he's a bit older and cook you breakfast in bed.
That would be amazing.
Yeah, keep
what
that going.
What are the chances of that?
Never going to happen.
Yeah, you keep dreaming about that one. Keep dreaming. That's hilarious, though. I like it. Thanks for the call.
I love kids.
No, that's no problem.
Time now to introduce our next guest. Taylor May is her name, and she joins us right now. Taylor, how are you?
I'm good, Hamish. How are you?
Good. It's been a long time since we've had you on the show. You're a local artist, a local singer, an entertainer, and it's great to have you back on.
Thanks.
Now, you're off to do something pretty exciting.
Yes, exciting and nerve-wracking. Yeah, I'm part of a brand new world-first YouTube series called The Share Space.
Okay, so...
Now, this is kind of like a talent-based competition to win a recording contract, but rather than it being on TV, they've transferred it over to social media, which I absolutely love. So tell us more about it, because you're one of, what, eight that are going to be competing?
Yeah, I am. So, yeah, it's really exciting. I'm actually the only country girl in the competition. And I've actually met the other contestants already. I've been to Sydney and they're awesome. So what it is you don't audition for the show like how X Factor is. So the winner of this show is determined through the amount of engagement on the Share Space's YouTube channel. So it's a YouTube series.
So are you all going to be living in a house, though? So you're all going to be living together for the 30 days that this is going for. Is that right?
Yeah. So how it works is it's actually really, really short, the competition. So it doesn't drag on at all. It's only 30 days, so only 4 weeks.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's really, really fast. Hard to believe that one of us is going to be signed after 4 weeks.
What do you do when you're on a weekly basis? Do you have to write your own material? What happens?
So what will happen is on the Share Spaces YouTube channel, each week we'll go in, the eight of us, we'll go in one by one and we'll sing our live recorded solo. They will post the eight solos. Each week. Yeah, so then people start commenting, liking, sharing, and then that's, you know, by the end of the 4 weeks, they're able to see who the winner is. But as for the solos, the best part about this is that when we come in as we are. You know, on the X Factor, how they have judges and they pick your songs and things like this. Well, what attracted me to this, to say yes to go into this competition is that we come in as we are, we choose our songs, we choose what instruments we want. You know, we choose everything. We're in complete control of our art, of what we do.
And that's really cool because, you know, some people find it really difficult to transition into the real world of music after a reality TV show because everything is controlled for them and then all of a sudden they have to make these decisions. So the fact that you're in control and it's your own artistic interpretation that's being judged is so perfect. And the winner is actually flown to LA, New York and Sweden to finish writing their album and to release it with Sony. So
that's
is
right.
insane.
Yes, how exciting is that?
How can we help out from our end, so to speak, and everybody listening? What do we need to do?
Well, I'd love my hometown to get behind me. So if you guys have, you know, if you go onto the Share Space YouTube channel, so if you just type in the Share Space, you'll find their channel. And if each week, only for 4 weeks as well, if each week you guys click thumbs up on my video, commented and shared it to get more views, that would be a massive, massive help.
And that's how the winner is determined, by the number of likes, shares and comments they get.
That's
so it's really important to get on board on social media and just make sure that you are as spread as wide as possible.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah, every bit of help I can get, I would absolutely love.
All right, well, we do wish you the best of luck. Hopefully we'll be able to catch up with you during the whole experience as well. So
yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. See you guys.
See ya. And all the action for Taylor May actually starts from October the 15th. You can start liking her gear on the YouTube channel, so make sure you check that out. Star Wars. Let's talk about Star Wars. I really love Star Wars because it's so cool.
At least harmonise if you're going to sing along.
I can't.
Oh,
I can't.
Well, then don't sing.
I have just that one tone that I maintain.
That's all you got.
With all my singing, and it's terrible. Unlike the Star Wars segment, which is awesome. George Lucas sent me an email just the other day and he said, mate, well done on furthering people's education on the Star Wars universe.
That never happened.
But it would be great if it did.
Mm.
But yes,
it's
you're right.
It's a dream you're never going to reach. That I'm is sorry absolutely to tell you.
Well, you never know. One day. One day. Word might get around that I'm doing this. But seriously, doubt it. So something huge dropped in the Star Wars universe yesterday, and people are going crazy for it. Mm. Well, Star Wars fans at least. And that is the latest trailer for the new Star Wars movie, Episode 8, The Last Jedi.
Yeah.
It looks fantastic. Now, in this one, of course, there's emotional highlights when it comes to Kylo Ren and Rey. Luke and Leia are in this as well. You get a bit of a glimpse at Supreme Leader Snoke. Finn battles it out with Captain Phasma. It's all in a 2.5-minute little snippet.
I've seen all the movies, and you lost me in that explanation.
Really?
Whoa, oh, that was a lot of characters.
There's a lot of characters. There's a lot of new characters, and it looks like it's going to be huge. Now, I have a slice of it for you. Obviously, not the whole thing. I would love to play the whole thing.
Okay.
Not going to happen. But check this out.
When I found you, I saw raw. I've seen this raw strength only once before. It didn't scare me enough then. It does now.
Wow. Wow. It is
wow.
So amazing. Woo. So amazing. Actually, the director of the film, Rian Johnson, he tweeted just before they dropped the trailer, "I'm legitimately torn. If you want to come in clean, absolutely avoid it, but it's good." Talking about the trailer. He's telling people not to watch it.
Because he wants everyone to have the shock value when they go to the movie. Because the trailer always shows the best parts.
Well, that's true.
And then you go to the movie, you're like, oh.
There's a couple of spoilers in there and all that kind of stuff as well. But definitely worth checking out if you get the chance.
Do you know what? Yes. I have something to add to this, which you will never have guessed.
Yeah.
Carrie Fisher's in the trailer, obviously.
Yeah.
And her dog, Gary, watched the trailer and he tweeted about it and said, "Mom, you're looking good." How nice is that? It's heartbreaking.
It is heartbreaking.
I know.
I didn't know a dog could tweet.
Yeah. Yeah, he's got his own Twitter. He's got his own Instagram. He's all over
it. Really? Well, good to know.
Gary Fisher.
Gary Fisher.
Look him up.
All right, do that. That'll be great. Get his reaction for the new Star Wars trailer as well while you're at it.
Yep.
Thanks for adding in,
no
Dad.
No worries.
Probably wasn't needed, though.
This is Hamish and Gabby. Catch up.